Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Talk about that, and Maryland football wrapping up their season Saturday in Detroit against Michigan State. Two teams finishing off disappointing season, shall we say. 2025, Maryland did get a quarterback recruit for the class of 26. We'll get into all of that and more. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's from InsideMDSports.com. So welcome back, Jeff Ehrman. Jeff, good afternoon. How you feeling, dude?
I'm good. How are you guys?
All right. Let's start with the game last night. Full disclosure, I woke up at 2:30, go to the bathroom like I do 7,000 times a night, caught the last 2 minutes, and then watched the replay this morning when I got up at 5 o'clock. How about a little love for Alex Austin here? And I know you guys wrote about it on InsideMDSports.com. 6'10", they got him this year in the turnover of the roster out of Chicago, but pretty much been a non-factor throughout the season, but 6 boards, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, hit some big shots in the first half as Maryland was trying to, tread water. So talk about Alex Austin. Is this a blind squirrel situation for this kid, or could we possibly see a little more from him as he gets stronger and the season progresses?
Yeah, he was a little under the radar in recruiting. I mean, he was a top 150 guy, but kept his recruitment pretty low-key until the end. The talent clearly is there. 6'10", can shoot it. Buzz Williams said afterwards that he's their best high-low passer and maybe their best shooter, or best shooter in the front court at least. He's a guy who wouldn't really be playing if not for the injuries. You know, I think there's a chance that he would have redshirted or at least, you know, just played sparingly. But because they've had so many guys out, he's got a chance to play, and he's showing his upside. Williams raved about him last night, you know, and that's the kind of thing where sometimes you have an injury, it forces other guys to play, and then the other guys come back and you're a little bit deeper because of it. So that very well could be the case for them.
Now, Payne was back last night doing what Ferrell Payne does, dunking, rebounding, and doing all these great things. 16 of his 20 second half. Miles Rice was back, you know, facilitating. I know Diggy Coyd had a hard time with the turnovers and shooting from beyond the arc. But either way, Rice is back. When are we going to see Solomon Washington back in the lineup as we wrap up this thing in Vegas and then get ready for conference play in the real, not too distant future here?
Yeah, that's the big question, Bob, heading into tonight against Gonzaga, because they have a lot of size. They rebound really well, so Maryland could really use Solomon Washington, who still hasn't played a game this season because of the ankle. You know, he was dressed last night. They've shown some photos in practice where it looks like he's going, so I wouldn't be surprised if he plays tonight. They could really use him, but Buzz keeps the injuries really low-key, so it'll probably be another case where we don't know until tip-off.
Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com, joining us here, video at 81057 The Fed. Maryland tonight taking on Gonzaga, 9:30-ish. Gonzaga, they've been putting the wood to everybody they played, including Alabama last night. They scored in the mid-90s. They're stout defensively. You mentioned the size. They're deep. Terps are big underdogs in this game. 20 turnovers is not going to bode well if that happens like it did last night. So Maryland's hope for victory will be what against looks like Mark Few's strongest team in a couple of years here.
Rebounding is probably the first thing. Like you said, Gonzaga rebounds really well, really tall. Maryland's had some struggles, especially on the defensive glass, giving up a lot of, you know, last night was probably their best rebounding game of the year. But before that, you know, they were getting beat up a little bit on defensive glass. Some of that, of course, is because of those injuries. But I think that would be the number one thing. And then obviously, you know, you can't turn the ball over 15 times in the first half or 20 in the game like last night and expect to win. So they got to take much, much better care of the ball tonight and obviously feed it down low to Pharrell Payne, who is, you know, one of the best big men in the Big Ten.
Now, Jeff, what's your expectation for the Terps on Saturday against at Michigan State or at Ford Field?
Vinny, you know, like they still seem to be trying. I know that sounds funny, but once you get to this point where you have this long of a losing streak, a lot of teams will cash it in. And Michigan State's not that good, so I think this will show how much will they have left, how bought in they are. Obviously, this season's not going to look good no matter what happens, but at least if you can end it with a win, that gives that gives you a little bit of positivity heading into the off season. But you know, they've just been struggling in every facet, basically, and you know, the offense hasn't been able to run the ball all year. Malik Washington's been struggling, and then, you know, against Michigan, they were just clearly outclassed. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see if they can at least get a win. You don't want to head into the offseason with an 8-game losing streak.
Now, do you expect any of these freshmen to leave in the portal? Or I guess another way to look at it is, do they have the money to keep these freshmen?
I think they will have the money. You know, they have obviously the revenue share money, which is about $14.5 million in direct payments that all the most of the Big Ten schools are dishing out to their players. And then I think, you know, you got to give credit to the new AD, Jim Smith. He's really raised the funds, raised the profile. You see the commitments they've gotten lately. Baba, a lot of, I shouldn't even try to say his name. Alatton, I believe, the number 10 recruit in the country, got him last week, kid from Silver Spring. You know, I've sources said he got about $2 million. And then, you know, you get this track star, Quincy Wilson, last night, one of the biggest track phenoms in recent decades. So, you know, and then on the football side, Zion Ealy, as you know. So clearly the money situation is getting better. But, you know, it's the portal era. They'll definitely lose some guys. I think, obviously, Malik Washington, you have to keep him, and I don't think he'll be going anywhere. I'd be very surprised if he left. And then the other main guys, obviously, those two freshman defensive ends, Zaire Mathis, I think he'll stay. Sidney Stewart should stay, not positive. We'll see. To me, the question is, you know, you're bringing in Zion Ealy, who's the number one edge player in the country, and then those are both edge guys who are going to command a lot of money. So, you know, can you commit, you know, probably $5 million to those three guys alone? Everybody needs pass rushers, but you need guys at other positions too. So it'll be interesting to watch what happens there.
Hey, Jeff, do you anticipate Locks doing what he normally does and change the staff over a lot?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't know how widespread the upheaval will be on the staff, but you know how it is. You can't have a season like this and not make some significant changes. So that'll be interesting to see who comes and goes. There's been a lot of changes to the staff in recent years, and, you know, obviously after the winning years, you have less change, but yeah, you can't just run it back with the same crew after having a season like this.
Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com. Oh, real quick, Nathan Bernard flipped from App State to Maryland, 6'5", 227. Apparently the Pepster was the point man on that recruit.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Improvement there.
Yeah, that's a big dude, you know, high school QB at 6'5", 227. You don't see that very often at all. Kid out of Ohio. Looks pretty good, actually. You know, he's more of a long-term guy, which works well for Maryland because Malik Washington should be there at least two more years. So, obviously, I think they sold him on coming in and developing and playing down the road, whether it's when Malik goes to the NFL early or when he graduates. And, you know, you need depth there at quarterback. They don't have a ton of it. So, you know, it makes sense to me as kind of a long-term prospect.
Jeff Urban, InsideMDSports.com. Jeff, always appreciate the time. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you and the family. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks here.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Talk to you later.
There's Jeff Urban, everyone. We'll come back. Let's crunch some numbers.
Yes.
Ravens and Bengals. How do they match up statistically? Record-wise, the Ravens have the advantage at 6-5 versus 3-8. But how do they match up in advantages that could favor Baltimore ahead of Thursday's game? NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Vinny's Feeble Five. We're the five worst teams in the NFL after 12 weeks. And then the film breakdown of the offense. As the defense is trending upwards, offense not so much.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.